Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on contribution of Parliament and state legislative bodies in strengthening constitutional values. The participants are Professor Sushma Yadav, constitutional expert, and Anubha Rohtgi, anchor.
We are in the midst of the year-long celebrations to mark the 75th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution of India. On November 26, 1949, the Indian Constituent Assembly formally adopted the Constitution. To discuss the significance of the Indian Constitution as the bedrock of our democracy and how the legislature contributes to strengthening the constitutional values, we have with us constitutional expert Professor Sushma Yadav. Welcome to the program, Professor Yadav.
Thank you.
My first question to you is, how significant has our Constitution been in shaping India's democratic identity?
The Constitution gave us the modern liberal democracy, modern constitutionalism. Not that we didn't have it, but in modern times, we came up with this. So it was the Constitution which talked about fundamental rights. It was the Constitution which talked about electoral process. It was the Constitution which talked about constitutional values, which are important for any democracy. And it also talked about a federal structure, which was not federal in name, but in spirit. So in fact, the Constitution gave the citizens their rights and the forms and structures of various governing institutions, and which were responsible, which were democratic, and which were, of course, legal and lawful, both. They had to have legitimacy, and which was important for any democratic structure. So the Constitution came out with such a detailed version about almost all institutions and processes, because we were embarking on a democracy after a very long time.
Yes.
Not that we were, I would say we were mother of democracy. Why? Because let me remind, this conference is taking place in Bihar, Patna, of course. But Bihar is the bedrock or mother of democracies, because it was there that we had the Mahajanpadas. It was there that we had the great republics, the 16th republic. And we also have stories about the great citizens' voices, which were there in these republics, in fact. So after that, coming to the modern times, we needed values which will strengthen those past values and will also bring out the modern time expectations which are there from the government as well as the citizens of this country.
Before we move forward, let me tell our listeners that the conference that our expert is referring to is the All India Presiding Officers Conference, which is taking place in the capital of Bihar, Patna. And where presiding officers from all over the country are also participating. You know, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, said, and I quote him, "However good a constitution may be, it is sure to turn out bad because those who are called to work it happen to be a bad lot. And however bad a constitution may be, it may turn out to be good if those who are called to work it happen to be a good lot." Now, in this context, what role has the legislature, our parliament and the legislative assemblies played in strengthening the constitutional ideals?
Dr. Ambedkar also talked about constitutional morality. And I think it's that constitutional morality which our presiding officers are worried about. And Sri Om Birlaji has talked about. Because constitutional morality is that you have to be very, very conscientious in following the values of our constitution, which expects from you, in fact, a democratic spirit. Mm-hmm. Because Dr. Ambedkar said democracy is not a form of government, it's a way of life.
Yes.
So when it comes into your way of life, then only you really become democratic, or you start respecting the democratic rights of others. And then you get your own rights as well. I would also like to remind here what Dr. Ambedkar said at that time in continuation to that. That was one about that we are entering into a phase which is very critical because we have ensured political democracy, but the socio-economic structure is not the same. And therefore, we must bridge the gap. And I think the Indian governments over the years, and much more now under Prime Minister Modi, where he talks about Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Prayas, which is democratic, in fact, in spirit, which is important and is a contribution to Dr. Ambedkar's spirit or expectation from the democratic governments here. But he also said one thing, and I would like to remind our listeners today, because Dr. Ambedkar said that we are a hero worshipper nation. We put people on pedestal very fast. And when we put them on pedestal, we start worshipping them like a god or a demigod. He only said there are no gods in a democracy, because they are your representatives. Never put them on that pedestal that you can't question them. And if you can't question them, then democracy cannot function. Because democracy itself means, in parliamentary democracy, the basic feature is that the government has to be responsible and the people must be able to ask questions. That is why there are party platforms. That is why there are government assurances. And that is why they are judged on their behavior as well. Birla ji has expressed his concern. And I think the concern is really very, very timely and appropriate. But I still say I'm not as much concerned.
I was about to ask you
Yes.
Would you agree with what he has said or what is your opinion about
it? No, I really salute him for that and I appreciate his concern. But I would still say, you know, we've not gone a very long way. 75 years after more than 750 years is not a very long time. And, you know, colonialism, as our Honorable Prime Minister says, it has colonized our minds. Mm-hmm. It has colonized our thinking. It's colonized our styles. It's colonized our perceptions. And it has colonized our expectations also. So with that background, it's not really very bad performance that we've been doing. And I'm very, very hopeful that in years to come, in decades to come, in centuries to come, India will outshine the democracies who've been functioning.
Before again we move forward, the All India Presiding Officers Conference, which is being held, as I said, in Patna, Bihar. Let's hear some details from that conference from Akashwani Patna correspondent Dharmendra Rai.
The two-day conference of presiding officers in Patna has set the motion for brainstorming on adoption of innovative technology and digital application in legislative procedures. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla appealed all the presiding officers to onboard digital legislative platform, taking cue from the parliament. Barring presiding officers from Delhi and Goa assemblies, all officers of legislative bodies are attending the conference. The participants will brainstorm over rapid changes of legislative procedures and businesses using the AI technology and national e-Vidhan application. The 85th session of AI POC will conclude tomorrow with adoption of some fruitful resolution. A proposal was also floated about strengthening of legislative committees on the line of parliamentary committees during the conference.
Professor Yadav, the constitution of a nation, because we're talking about the constitution, it stays relevant only when it adapts to the changing times. And even though the Indian constitution was framed 75 years ago, as President Draupadi Murmu last year on the occasion of the 75th anniversary, she said that it is a living and progressive document because the constitution makers had provided for a system of adopting new ideas. How has the Indian parliament and the state legislatures, through various amendments, ensured that the constitution stays relevant over the years?
And let me again recollect and share with our listeners what Dr. Ambedkar had said about it. It is surely a living and thriving document because he said, we can never be sure that the future generations or posterity will not be wiser than us. So we must leave a scope that future generations may correct us.
Yes.
And they may incorporate things which are much more appropriate for that time. And that is why our constitution is a document which is rigid as well as very, very flexible.
And do you think, because you just mentioned that there are other democracies which are facing challenges,
true,
but because of this particular, this thing in our constitution, that it has scope for amendments.
Indeed.
So indeed, we are able to face those challenges much better.
Yes. And let me remind you, you know, like when we started, there were many ideologies working. And we went for a liberal democracy, a constitutional democracy, a republican system. And with that, we also wanted a welfare state, a socialistic ideals and principles. And we wanted to follow those nations which were trying to bring in a control of economy as much. So 9th schedule was the first change. And the schedule meant that all land reform acts would be put in that schedule. And whatever the legislature has taken a decision, courts would not be able to change it. So it was beyond courts scrutiny. That is where we started. And the Golaknath case came, which was about right to property. And at that time, it was opined that parliament has a right, but it is not an absolute right. Then comes Keshwanand Bharti case. And Keshwanand Bharti case also talked about it, but nobody could really clearly say who is supreme, the courts or the parliament. Then Minerva Mills comes. But in between, we had an emergency. We had a truncated parliament. We saw how democracy can be compromised. And we had a bad phase for Indian democracy, but it only lasted for 2 years, I would say. And that is the strength of this democracy. And that is the strength of this nation also. And that really gives me hope about the future of democracy being very, very safe in India. And then Minerva Mills case came, and there it was decided for all that the parliament has the power to amend the constitution, bring the changes, like it did kind of a mini rewriting of constitution in 1975-77, but it cannot change the basic structure of the constitution. And that basic structure doctrine came in Keshavan Bharti and Minerva Mills. And that has decided, now what is this basic structure? The constitution gave certain principles, but it also said, ultimately it will remain with the courts as to define the basic structure of the constitution. And so basic structure of the constitution remains important and remains intact in the hearts and minds of the people of India also. And that is why whatever is being done with the directive principles of state policy, which is one of the chapters of the constitution, which was the future fundamental rights of the people of India, also remains important in the agenda of all the political parties who've been governing India. And that shows that in times to come, whatever may happen, but the basic structure of the parliamentary democracy or democracy and republicanism in India remains intact and safe.
Among the various representatives or the presiding officers who've been participating in this particular conference is Embalam R. Selvam, who's the Puducherry Assembly Speaker. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Throughout India, all the speakers come to the meeting. One nation, one election, they discuss the meeting, particularly one nation, one election. Then another, all the speakers, every assembly, constitutional law and constitutional people are every relevant to people, the matter. Speaker powers have increased all the assemblies.
Professor Yadav, how does the parliament address challenges posed by the dissent and diverse opinions while maintaining constitutional unity of the country?
Look, constitutional unity. Thanks for this question. But parliament itself is a place where dissent must come. It itself is a place where conflict of opinion also must be there. A parliament which just toes the line of one idea or one decision is not a parliament. The name itself suggests it must have diverse opinions, it must have discussions, it must have debates. And the healthier the debates are, the healthier our democracy and parliament is, and which is going to the right direction. The way the people react to any threat to the constitution shows the faith of people in the constitution, the faith of people in democracy.
Thank you for coming to our studios for the discussion and for your opinion on such an important issue.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Namaskar.
Namaste.
You were listening to a discussion on contribution of Parliament and state legislative bodies in strengthening constitutional values. The participants were Professor Sushma Yadav, constitutional expert, and Anubha Rothke, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.